Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
How many of you have bought a house recently in the bidding war? In the bidding, Vancouver's bidding war. Okay, there's one, a couple. Okay, so maybe I'm going to tell you some bidding war strategies that that may apply to you as a first-time home buyer and may also apply to a seasoned buyer. So one of the first things you do is you have to determine market value. So you work with your realtor to find what it's worth. Use comparables in the area. And then the second thing is you have to determine your willingness to pay. Okay? So your willingness to pay is basically what you're willing to pay for it. Okay? Just because it's worth $1 million doesn't mean you're going to pay $1 million. Okay? So I usually go through this kind of talk with my clients who want to buy a place that's probably going to go through a bidding war. I go through the market value, I go through the willingness to pay, and when we come to the conclusion, like, they want to buy it, they want to win the bidding war, what do, Gary? And I say, okay, now we're ready. You want to write a subject offer or a subject-free offer? So most of you have bought a place, so subject offer means you have subject to financing, subject to home inspection, subject to a bunch of stuff. Subject-free, obviously no subjects, okay? Obviously, sellers prefer a subject-free offer. When you're competing in a bidding war, it's basically usually the subject-free offers are going to win the bidding war. I've only encountered a few situations where the subject offer won over a subject-free offer, and that was because the subject offer was significantly higher than the subject-free offer in terms of price. Okay? So how many of so those who have been in a bidding war, there's a couple of you, right? Did you guys have to write a, did you guys show a copy of your bank draft? No? Okay. So here's a strategy. If you find yourself in a bidding war, obviously you ask the listing agent, what are the seller's interests? Are they want to move quickly? They want to lease the place back? And you find out what they're interested in, and then you try to incorporate some interest-based negotiations, which I'll talk about later. And then what you do is you try to, you find out if there's anything other than the price that you can negotiate on. And then you incorporate that into your offer, try to make it as attractive as possible, put a decent deposit down, like 5% usually, put a photocopy of your bank draft, that shows the seller you're quite serious. So that is one of the strategies. Okay, so that's that. I think that's all I need to talk about that. There's more tips and stuff to watch out for in my book on first few chapters.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.